Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colourful.com and apps. This is Colourful Radio.
The UK's debt pile reached more than 100% of economic output for the first time since 1961, as government borrowing more than doubled in May. The Office for National Statistics said net debt reached £2.6 trillion at the end of last month. A Canadian aircraft has detected underwater noises in the search area of the missing deep-sea vessel near the Titanic wreck. The US Coast Guard posted a statement on Twitter saying remotely operated vehicle operations have been relocated to explore the origin of the noises. Thousands of mentally ill people are being forced to have inpatient treatments miles from home, despite a government's pledge to end the practice. The Royal College of Psychiatrists said more than 8,000 people have had an out-of-area placement since the deadline for the practice to end passed in March 2021. And Woburn Safari Park is celebrating the birth of Wasabi and Sprout, two Humboldt penguin chicks. They were born in Bedfordshire as part of a European breeding programme. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Sophia Lewis-Hobbs.
Does your broadband slither around your home? And at peak times, do things feel a little constricted? Well, not when you get full fiber broadband from EE. You get the peak time speeds you pay for. Count on EE. Full fiber broadband. Powered by BT.
Limited availability. Check coverage at ee.co.uk/coverage.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colourful.com and apps. This is Colourful Radio.
Four.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to The Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And my name is Rachel, and welcome to The Business Mix on Colourful.
Yes, this time we're bringing you something new, something exciting.
We've been talking about it for a while.
A while, you would have seen it. Because everyone who follows us watches everything that we do, don't they?
Absolutely.
So yes, we've got something special, and we can't wait to share it with you today. And do you want to give us a bit of a background?
We're introducing a brand new show, which we have, which we're hoping is going to be very regular, and it's going to be enlightening. It's going to be exciting.
Depending if these two behave themselves. That's a no, isn't it?
I mean, what do you do after work?
I go to bed. That's what I
do. Okay, but what do you do, like, you know, with your colleagues and... You know, your friend,
we go and
your
chill, you know, those after-hour drinks.
After-hour drinks.
You get hours.
So we've got a brand new show called After Hours, which is still all about black business, because, you know, that's what we're all about, supporting black businesses and giving them a platform to shine. But actually, we want to know a little bit more about what do we do for entertainment. What events is going on? What's happening? How are we as black entrepreneurs and black businesses coming together to support one another, whether it be for education, whether it be for entertainment, whether it be for some kind of enlightening? And so we've got a show called After Hours. We're being taken over after hours.
We are. It's another... Oh, I'm so scared, but excited at the same time. Yes, we are being taken over after hours, because this is going to be the best place to hang out.
After hours. So once you've listened to us, you know, and we've had some great guests on, and they're telling you, you know, about their business journey, how they've toiled and struggled and success, they've overcome their challenges and succeeded, then it's time to chill after hours.
Prosecco or brandy?
I mean,
or orange juice.
I'm sure.
Or cup of tea.
I'm sure there's a cocktail that can mix both of them together.
Yes.
But we are here and proud to introduce to you After Hours on The Business Mix with one and only the Ace of Jacks.
We're here.
Thank you.
We're here. Are we allowed to talk now? No. Big introduction. You know what I mean? I just wanted to check. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know where the line was. You know what I mean? I was going to, because you were saying stuff. I was like, we're going in the pool. We're going in.
This is the first week.
Okay.
So I know you're just going to ease us in gently.
No, I don't do you like that. You know what I mean?
You know, next month, the month after, you're just going to jump in.
In the deep end.
There's no practice.
You ain't getting no floaters. You know what I mean? Going in the deep end.
Just throw us in.
You know what I mean?
Don't worry. Next month, we are just going to say suck.
Yeah.
And then
give you encouragement. Encouragement.
That's it.
I mean, we wanted to, as I was saying, actually give some, give a platform to some of the black-owned events that have been happening. And we thought, who best to invite to tell us about their after-hours shenanigans? Because we know you've got plenty.
Well, yeah, of
course. They're hot foot. They've got hot
always
foot.
Out. Always out. Have you seen their Instagram?
Constant.
Bro, I'm like, do you ever see your lot?
We're at work, innit?
We're always working.
We're all at work, you know what I mean?
Is that what you mean?
And the thing is, we've got to get the calorie, you know, calorie counting's important. You know what I mean?
The steps.
You know what I mean? I want to do 10,000 a day. You understand what I'm saying? So it's only right, you know what I mean? So this is what we're about.
Firstly, can you introduce yourselves? And secondly, can you just tell us, before you start telling us about where you've been and who you've been hanging out with and all that kind of stuff, tell us a bit about you guys, what you do. What's Ace of Jacks all about?
Okay, we want to start names first. I'm going.
You go first.
I'll go my name first. Yeah. My name's Senior Nobleman. I also have a government name, but I'm not releasing that name for none of y'all. Just behave yourself. If you're smart, there's an anagram in it. But anyway, Senior Nobleman from Ace of Jacks, responsible for. I'm hoster. I'm an editor. I'm marketing responsibility and. During kind of business development administration side of things,
it's kind of shared
responsibility, but it's my brother here. Anyway, I'm gonna let him talk. Senior Nobleman, that's me.
There you go. what do they call me? Many different names.
Yeah, this one. Can't
be yeah,
the thing. Gallim sugar.
No, no. Come on, don't start off like that.
Don't do me like that.
Anyway, so yeah, Ace from Ace of Jack's Entertainment, one of two founders of an entertainment and media company, striving to, I know we've been doing it a very long time, showcasing entrepreneur spirit, inspiring spirit as well for the black community. It's evolved. Obviously, again, music and entertainment, you know, there's quite a big synergy machine, if you want to call it that, for people to talk just naturally through just music and entertainment and whatever.
Yeah.
So we use that, our platforms, which, you know, combined with radio and TV and fashion and all that sorts of stuff, and we use that platform to showcase basically talent, bring awareness, inspiring content, and networking really, and bring people together. So I think fundamentally there's loads of, as you have on your show, many different beautiful talented people that come through your show, but does it all sync up in terms of partnership? So we're probably more pushing that side of things, because we know where you're out there and pushing it, but making people work together in collaboration which is an important part of the journey that we're on as in England that we're doing now, which is beautiful at the moment. So that's us
in a nutshell.
And you say you've been together for a long time. How long have you been actually together?
What do you mean? Like,
business partners.
Yeah, you know, state of best completely.
We've been
right. Professionally,
yes.
Or friendship wise.
Friendship wise.
Professionally first, and then we'll go to friendship.
Professionally,
I don't want to be doing this. Since.
Well, so the business started in 2003.
Yes,
but not in the same format as it is now.
What did it start as?
It just started us as just effectively a record label, and DJing. That was it.
Yeah.
It wasn't in its form that it is now.
Right.
And effectively, I was a customer to the record label.
Yeah.
Oh, so what was you doing? Singing, rapping, or?
What are you talking about? Listen. I'm not going to do my Mr. Dalvin movement now today. I was a lyricist. I would say a lyricist. I would just say that.
What was your name? I can't disclose that.
Oh, wow. We only go by the monikers that we know now. That's for offline after hours.
Yeah. Because I'm going to Google.
Okay. Scrub it.
So effectively, what I didn't say was I produced music.
Mm-hmm.
Still getting back into that, and you know, doing that sort of stuff. But effectively, yes, Senior was an artist, and that's how it kind of started off.
Okay, that's good. Wow. Good stuff. What? I think the first time I met you was through
Network and Vibes. Shout out to Network and Vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, many, many.
Was that the first time we met?
Serious. Okay.
Because we met Rachel before.
Yeah,
before
you knew Rachel before me.
Yeah.
I think I came to Network and.
Network and Vibes.
Yeah.
You're not into the A's. It's not even Watershed.
You're mad.
I don't know if you guys was there.
No, we met you through a friend of yours.
I remember that. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've been to a Network.
Yeah. You've been there. You've been.
Revolution.
Yes.
I think that was the first. I'm sure that was the first time I probably met these troublesome.
So why are we getting? These
names? We're always getting these names as titles.
Anyway. And when did you pick up the baton for going to events and hosting and all of that stuff?
You wanna take this one or got?
I think it started. It definitely wasn't me.
So
predominantly I DJ. So predominantly I would pick up the mic and shout on the mic and that was it. There was no hosting.
Yeah.
So I think it predominantly came about when we had a radio show called Pick and Mix, which we still do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But in its form, it was just about. It was called Pick and Mix because it was just took any tune and we mixed it.
Bap, bap.
That's what it was called originally.
Yeah,
it wasn't about talking on it.
Yeah.
And Senior was had a marketing background. He was really there to market what we already had, which was it was it in the form that it was now. And then it kind of evolved into, I think Senior went to started seeing taking his daughters to markets and stuff like that, and seeing, you know, the small black businesses pop ups. I mean, we've been doing it a very, very long time. So initially it was, we met a set of guys called the All Knights who did a black comic.
Yes.
And then Senior invited them on the show, but he did, he wasn't planning to host. He was bringing him in there for me to host, because I got a big mouth.
So but he's got good, he's got good voice. He hit a bass
so,
in there.
So so in the end it was like, nah, that's your host, it's your guest.
You see,
so it was, became a bit of, no, you're hosting. No.
Yeah.
You're hosting. So it became, all right, we both host. And then it came, that's how it evolved. So it started off, with that, really.
And I like the fact that, I guess, you embody, you practice what you preach. So from the very beginning, even though you perhaps didn't know where it was going to lead, when you talk about partnership, working together, elevating and supporting one another. You know, you can tell that that's obviously been the foundation for the pair of you, and you've just carried it through through your different enterprises as well.
I think what it is that, based on what Adrian was saying, the evolution of this is that the whole networking side of things, you realise what we looked at what we needed for our business, but simultaneously you're able to see what other people needed for their business. So we're inviting people on, we're like, oh, you do that, so do you know this guy next door who does this? And that just became a sort of running theme where almost like the go-to guys to find out, oh, who does this? And I think the events, we had a discussion about events, because we were like, yeah, we're tired, but we was like, we've got to make new connections, so let's go to some of these events. And literally we start to go to them, and then, how can I put this, we were a bit troublesome at them. And then,
just a little bit.
And then it became like, you guys, do you want to host this? And then it became kind of moved on like that, and then it's now a thing that we do. So we host,
I think it's a little bit like, you go somewhere, sometimes you go somewhere with an intention.
Yes.
And if you're getting paid to DJ, you just DJ.
Yeah.
But then with Senior being there and he doesn't DJ, what's he going to do in that time? So he's talking with people. So the person that you might know as your raving partner is actually a solicitor, or actually something else, and something, and you're then learning a little bit more about them. And that's kind of what he's been doing. And then he's then inviting him on the show, because the main catalyst was the music, but actually the interesting thing is actually what they do, what outside of me seeing them in their Batty Riders or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So,
but yeah, it's the content, because the music, it's the music that draws it all together. Definitely.
Which is why an element of this show is actually music, you guys. So to give you a little taster for those that are for you who are listening, this show, we've asked the guys to come in and give us a little rundown, as we said, of their hot footing of the month, where they've been, who they've spoken to, how's it been, why did you go, what was it like, etc. So hopefully through that, everyone will get to hear perhaps a little bit more about an event they were thinking about going to, that they've been to, about a black business that they might like to try. But also, importantly, we've asked you to come with a track, a music track that kind of speaks to how your month has been through all of these events and through the work that you've been doing. So we're still keeping it musical.
Of course, we love music. So that's why. But you told us about your journey and how you got into hosting and your hook foot in. So as we get into the show, we want to know, what were your
so you see, it begins. That was the starting point.
Yeah. It was. So what have been your top three events this month?
All right.
What have you been busy? Has it been energetic?
You're going to give us top three, but have you done more than three?
Yeah, we don't. There's more than three, but we'll give you the top three. Okay. I suppose the most significant one. So, okay, I'm going to introduce the first one. The first one was
Sweat in the City.
Yeah? Are you hearing that?
Sweat in the City.
That was hosted by a lovely lady called Andrea. We met her at, funny enough, Cocoa Fest last year. And as we do, you know, and we got talking to her. We were selling the trainers there.
Yeah.
and she wanted us to sell trainers at the event.
Okay.
So Sweat in the City is effectively it's a soca kind of aerobics class. Wow. For a couple of hours down in Leek Street underneath the kind of Waterloo Arches, and it's kind of really
like Gotham, really
Gotham City type. Yeah. Sound. We was like, well, because we didn't even know it was down there. We were like, what's good? So we went down there and selling trainers, but at the same time in the other room there were lots of women. Excuse me, there was a mix.
Men.
I would like to say probably 90-10 or maybe 95.
Let's just say there was a lot of outnumbering in there.
Yeah. And so it's, they have like a soca aerobics class. So okay. You know, this is what we used to do like 20 years ago. You go cocaine and stuff, but they were doing that. Same time, they had a number of vendors there that were selling drinks, vitamin drinks, some. Materials. We had trainers. The other guys had T-shirts. You had a few.
Yeah, you had the 360 camera. And
yeah, the 360 camera.
So a mixture of businesses done. Yeah. So it was a combination of obviously getting fit and that kind of party energy that you get from soca music.
Yes.
But then you had the in another room, you had the vendors in there that were having, I don't know, sports related.
Yes.
Energy, you know, health related products.
Right.
Not all, but a different variety of vendors in this. It was interesting because from our perspective, we don't always go to, when we go to a lot of events, sometimes we're hosting.
Yeah.
And so when you're behind, not behind the scenes, but you're in it as a vendor, you have a different perspective of how you explore it differently and you get to engage with people in a different way. So for us, it was very enlightening. Very inspiring and well put together event. So we thought that would be our number one that we'd showcase and discuss
perspective.
So were you there in your
lycras?
Did you go?
Not at all. We don't have lycras. We don't have onesies. We don't have twosies.
We don't have onesies or twosies or freesies. Yeah, I mean, no nylon doesn't get applied to my skin. Yeah, you know what I mean, I'm just saying.
We wasn't there in that capacity.
That's
no,
it is a shame, isn't it?
We were asked to, like, are you going to participate? Yeah. But we was like, excuse me.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. We was asked to participate. We was asked to
say, are you going
to
get involved?
I mean, but we didn't want anybody stealing the stock.
So how did it work? So hold on. So you go there, like. You go there, so say we'd go there. We're going to work out. We're going to go for. Was it like a one workout, or was it like for over hours?
It was a three-hour sort of setup. So effectively, they had different, trainers and aerobics guys from different kind of sectors and stuff. And they all took turns. You had breaks in between. Oh. People came out on their breaks, then bought some merchandise, and went back in, drank some water. So it was pretty much it was a soca fete.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I know you were there to sell your trainers, but kind of what would attract you if you were not selling your trainers and your host? What would attract you to go to
a soca rave to see women dancing?
You know, but
I think that's a bit of a loaded question. What would I say?
All it says is sweat in the city.
So fundamentally, the first thing you want to do is get fit. Mm-hmm. It was really about a get fit class, which is fun, and you do it alongside your friends against music that you like.
Yeah.
You had health products in there to kind of assist you with the journey. So it's kind of almost like a community in there. So a lot of the people kind of knew each other. There were new people. Mm. But it's a really good kind of setup. Well, as AJ said, well put together.
Mm.
3-hour event. You're done. You're dusted. You've done your exercise for the day.
Then you can go for brunch.
Or a beer after.
Mess up the whole thing, yeah? Or dinner after. But that's effectively that'll be the number reason one. Secondly, I suppose you've got, you know, a number of different vendors there. We had the symposium drinks.
Yes.
Now, it's like cocktails, but they're healthy cocktails. There was no alcohol involved in them.
Yeah.
And they're set up to look like cocktails. So we were like, oh, wow. We tried a few of them.
Yeah.
So.
Mocktails.
Yes.
Yes. Mocktails, effectively. Yeah. Well presented. And yes, it's nice to see you different types of businesses.
Yes.
If that makes sense. You know, I'm not, you know. There's one too many shea butter stalls that I probably see. So we're seeing a nice mix of, we're thinking a little bit outside the box of what we're putting together. And it's well presented. Yeah. And it's, you know, everybody we went to, they had their business cards, they had their banners, they had their websites.
Yeah.
So they were, you know, just so they were very professional in the way that they were ready.
Yeah.
They were ready to sell.
Yeah. And obviously the organiser did her best to make sure she had the best.
Very selective.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She was very strategic about who she chose. There was no duplication. So you had, you know, us selling trainers, the cocktails, the lady who had a 360 camera working, and that was all kind of, you know, being part of the experience and actually capturing it. So it was a very well set up, and
I mean, you could go down the back, get massaged, all sorts of things. So it was very, 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 you know, well put together. Yeah. We encourage you to have a look at that. Sweating suit.
Is it an annual event?
It's not an annual event. I think it's periodic.
Okay.
I think the next one I have coming up is taking place on the 29th of June, and it's an Afro piano one. So all the Afro piano.
You mean
Ama
piano?
No. Well, Afro beat and Ama piano. It's a mixture. They've merged.
Yeah,
you don't like that. Okay, it's an Afrobeat and I'm a piano one.
Okay, so that's already not a band.
You're too much, guy. You just got used to the I'm a piano just being separate.
Because then you can, when it's playing and you don't want to listen to it, you can just walk out.
Okay, wow.
Let's not mix it.
That sounds personal, but anyway, it's just okay.
So I like a bit of I'm a piano. I'm joking, but Afro piano. That's a new one to mine.
It's getting there.
You know. So coming up for the end of June. Then?
Yeah, end of June. June 29th is taking place. Thursday, June the 29th.
Ooh, should we?
Sure.
In your.
I mean,
are you sure?
You know it.
I
was going to say, do you know what you need to wear?
It's
not, this one's not soca.
This is not soca.
Oh yeah, you said
I'm not.
Yeah.
So we.
But you need to be flexible. You need to have flexible attire because you got to do.
You just wear a t-shirt. Don't listen to that.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Just make sure you got your trainers.
Yeah. And you can get
maybe
a towel. And a towel on it.
Maybe, is it fashion?
You see this guy?
Yeah, you see this.
Remember,
there was a
red
pair that I saw.
Remember, we did a little model.
You see that they brought us here to fleece us. It's outrageous.
Wrong words.
We'll see.
Wrong words. They're wrong words.
Those are the wrong words, isn't it? Those are the wrong words. These are not the words that we use. But anyway.
So that's event number one.
All right.
Event number two. Let us know.
So we were down at Afro Hair and Beauty, which, obviously, you know, takes place annually.
Wow.
Yes. So we were down there in the capacity of effectively visitors and networkers.
Oh, okay.
So obviously we went there to support a number of our friends and peers who are in the industry having entrepreneurial business, and, you know, to just see what was going on. That's you're looking at me funny now.
No, you've got a lot of hair on your head.
But
you are both beautiful.
I appreciate
that. Thank you.
Sounds a little sarcastic.
No. So you've got the hair.
We didn't go for the hair and beauty.
Because you can bust the beard oil and like moisture.
There was
moisturizers.
You're repping the fizz gang, both of you, right now. So it's cool.
That was a good recovery. Continue.
Thank you.
Continue.
But how was it? Why do people continue to go to Abraham TV? What is the kind of pull, do you think?
Afro abuse is almost like a kind of a stalwart thing in the industry. It's been going since I remember, even going since college. And it's been there for a while, so I think it's got its reputation and people feel that, you know, it's a place to go. It still has, you know, a similar setup from what I remember from when I used to go when I was younger, but I think it's just established a kind of event.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because it's a continuous thing, it's every year without fail. And, you know, sometimes these events kind of slip by the wayside.
Yeah.
But it's just continued.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got strong supporters.
Yeah.
What makes it so successful?
So when you was in college,
Yeah, what are you talking about? Okay.
I'm just wondering.
Did he have hair then, you say?
No.
Oh, you said? He didn't do me like that. Yes.
Yeah, the high top.
So this is my choice, thank you. I'd like to add the low haircuts are my choice.
I remember going to Afro Hair and Beauty, and it was just like, It's like, actually, I went there to go and buy my pink oil moisturizer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Pink moisturizer, you know. Yeah. Wow, you remember that one?
Yeah.
And pink moisturizer one.
Well, Blue Magic, yeah.
Blue Magic.
Well, I mean, I didn't
Dax. Get it Dax.
And I just remember guys like.
I think it wasn't. Let's just be honest. Just let's be honest.
I'm trying to.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Look, let's just say. Male and females had different motives back then.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's okay? Like this gig song, isn't it? Chicks were looking at me like, talk to me, darling. That's where you're going to go. That's where you got to go with it.
Gigs.
Gigs,
no, I don't think I've
got the deep. The...
That's what I'm going to say. Talk to me, darling. I'm going to say, you're asking the question, why? The question is.
Yeah, that's the question. Look, we're giving you a straight answer. So, we had different. Guys and girls had different motives. You went to go and purchase shea butter or pink moisturizer.
And we went to purchase.
And we went to go purchase or set eyes upon.
There was going to be many females.
Lots of women there. Lots of women.
It's human behaviour.
Used to dress up. Remember?
Used to dress up
to go.
It's human behaviour.
Yeah. Shopping.
You know what I mean? It's human behaviour.
By Alexandra Palace.
You see it there?
Remember back in the day.
So that's why I'd say that's why it was popular. I mean, that we different motives now, obviously.
Yeah.
So
obviously.
I don't even know.
It didn't even need to be mentioned.
Yeah. Okay, so what? Anyway, because coming to there's quite a couple of vendors there that we can
like, yeah, yeah, pick them up.
So we shout Jay African Chica was there selling these glorious jackets that she wears with much African print on them.
Yep.
Mm. Very well taken there. The Inspired by Africa shop down in the Shoreditch Box Park. She was there. We had our brother Richmond there selling Afiakos fans. Accessories, clothing. I'm close enough now. Yeah,
yeah
you can hear me.
Yeah.
He was down there, and who is it? Oh, Slay Your Experience
there with the Boomerang. So she's a business again that we met her previously at the Sweat in the City. She had the She had the 360 camera.
Yes,
so
yeah,
she
yeah.
was there. You know, so she was doing a smaller version.
Yeah, there, smaller version of whatever. That. Yeah,
but she has a business. She was on the show. She has a business that. I don't know, provides that sort of.
That's kind of capturing the moment.
Capturing the moment kind
at
of.
At parties, yeah.
As well. So, yeah, that's what she functions. Does. Who else was there that we. Many people that we.
We.
It's the kind of event where you just bump into. Like,
Yeah. We bumped into a new lady we met, Nomad Hair or something.
Yeah.
She had a really amazing kind of like beard oil and like this like really nice looking kind of packaging. Met her there. There was a lot of people there, man.
So did you support a lot of businesses there? Did you purchase? Did you buy for your wives, your kids, all that?
We do purchases, okay? I told you about government names and you're trying to talk about other stuff out here.
I mean, trying to get bigger than what I'm thinking.
Listen.
She was given a plethora of
relationships. Cousins, friends,
it could be
anybody. For you guys, isn't it? Buy for you guys. Next time we'll purchase for you guys,
okay.
Yeah?
That's fine.
Yeah?
I think
some pink moisturizer.
In all honesty, like, obviously, when people talk about buying black and that sorts of stuff as well, when you've got. And we was having a laugh about going to those events just to look at women and stuff like that. But when you go, there is beautiful women there. But when you go there, that's the platform where you can buy.
Yes,
of course.
If you're looking to buy black.
Mm. Yeah.
So for us, yeah, definitely is probably I don't remember any time that I've not gone to an event and not purchased something ever. So for sitting there, I can't remember what
you got. You got some like oil,
yeah,
and I got some. But I think this is it. We live the ethos of buying black.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, electricity and gas man gets money. But sometimes we go there to look for specific things to buy.
Yeah,
like,
to buy.
I want this for my beard or for my skin. So
yeah.
Was there any highlights for you this year? Do you think?
Yeah, do you know what I was here for contemplating whether. Yeah. How we start, because it's the first show. I think also we need to add in what we actually properly think.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. The recommendation.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I think it's quite constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I actually think
like
that.
That
is crucial.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk.
So let's say the last year we went, didn't we? We went last year, yes. Right, and obviously sometimes it's about awareness and stuff like that. So we have to go out and make ourselves known. Our job is about making ourselves known, but make ourselves known for the right reasons.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. And engaging with people and whatever. So that's what we do anyway. And plus, we buy. We're going there to buy as well.
Yeah.
So I think last year was probably a better event.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think
was
it
the same venue?
Yes,
same venue. Yeah. I think it was probably a couple of things, and this is where we have the criticism, because we have the entertainment and media. Mm. Technically, mm-hmm. we're hot with that sort of stuff. Yeah. Things, yeah. Like, things that we're exactly. kind of like
the sound.
So yeah, that's right. It's a little bit like going into a club as a DJ. You can't enjoy it because you're listening to how it's mixed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're listening to how this sound question,
muffled.
So we're kind of, because we've been to events, we know where a well put together event is and what isn't. And it was, both events were well put together, but I feel that the atmosphere was missing from the one that we went to last time.
Yes.
There was something missing from it. And possibly stage wise, the volume was quite low on the stage. So you couldn't really hear who was hosting. Mm. I think you had a lot more variety in the vendors, which was good this
year.
Yes,
yes, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that was a very positive thing.
More strategic.
So it's more strategic and quite, yeah, more pop-up shop looking really vibe. It was that kind of vibe, where the other one was more sort of exhibition stands.
You had the big brands there.
So I like what they tried to do this year. maybe on the Sunday when we went, that was the day when, what was happening that day?
You had
the
28th. That was the 28th.
They
had
that big,
so they had the bike ride,
right.
And the bike ride as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Messed up the whole of
London.
Yeah,
so they messed up.
Yeah,
it took us ages to get back.
Yeah,
so getting
get it. Yeah, so I think possibly that might have had some influence on it as well. The day was beautiful in terms of sun and weather and whatever. Yeah.
But transportation links.
Yeah, but I feel that something is missing from it, and maybe, and I'm going to say it, like, I feel like our products, our black products, are getting assimilated into the Borg.
Yes.
I'm saying it straight.
Yeah, no, when he says that, assimilated into the bigger brands. So what we're hearing is that this brand was bought and this brand was bought. And fundamentally, we also heard, ultimately, we heard that Afrohem Beauty was bought out as well. That's what we heard. So that may obviously have an impact.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. That's what we heard. Yeah, allegedly. So that may have an impact on the way they conduct the show.
I mean, I think, I love what you guys have brought in there, and I think that supporting black businesses or supporting any business is also about the feedback that you give. It's not just about putting your hands in your pocket and paying money.
Yeah.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with, and it's something that I ask when I'm doing my sessions or training or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
A question I always ask is, what's one thing that we could do better next
time?
Because I think it's really important. Yeah. And I think for a lot of us or a lot of businesses, when we get that kind of feedback, we shouldn't be shy about receiving it.
I feel like
we should just
be defensive.
Be open arms about it. And you know, some things you'll agree with, some things you won't, some things you can action and other things you can't. But I think we need to have this open, you know, an open conversation.
Yeah. I don't think you're in the business of ever denigrating anyone. It's always going to be respectful feedback and saying, you know, we want things to go well. We want things to be better for people, and particularly black brands. So there's never going to be like, it was like this and no reasons behind it. But we'll explain what, you know, we felt could be better.
Thank you. That's really interesting. So we've done
Vin number three. I'm gonna say this properly now. So we met with Carib and Co. Brunch up in Wembley, ran by the wonderful Jade. We've been sort of like messaging back and forth and never actually got the chance. So we finally made our way up to Wembley to meet with this young lady. And she had a really good event. It's kind of a mixture of stuff happening there.
Yeah.
So we came.
I haven't heard about it, so tell us a bit more about it.
So from what I'm understanding, that she is a CIC. She runs a charity and it's kind of really supported in the community. She has like a free brunch, you know, hence the word brunch being in there. She has entertainment guests, and so she has White Yardy doing stand up there.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she has a panel as
hosted by Mr. C.
By Mr. C.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
A panel which particularly this time was about mental health and well-being. And then you had another panel which featured our brother King of Trainers Franklin, talking about entrepreneurs and their scope into the business. So quite a diverse event, and ended off with a night of comedy and food all around.
Love
as well.
The sound of that. Is this one going to be done again? Because I would definitely love to go to some.
Yeah, I think it's a regular.
Every quarter.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. She does it every quarter down in a box bowl. You know, it moves, actually. It actually moves. I believe it moves around.
Yeah.
Do you know why I like the sound of that? Because there's, like you said, there's a variety of different things.
That's right.
Obviously, you've got food, which is great.
Yeah.
But you've got a panel. You're talking about mental health. There's businesses that you can support.
Yeah. Not to mention they had vendors there as well.
Yeah.
So they had people selling items as well. So a very kind of eclectic mix.
Like there's a nice mix in there. Yeah. So I think it's well thought about, put together. Venue's nice. Box park, you know, you get the traffic, the parking traffic.
Yeah.
Well, so I think she's done very well for the first one.
That we've attended.
Were you attending as guests or were you working?
We're always working. Yeah. We always are working.
Okay. Yeah, but obviously we're networking as well. Yeah, we're networking as well.
But there was no hosting.
No, not this time. Not this time. We were immediately, as soon as we came in, we were like someone. We were outed.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Mr. C said, "Oh, look at these guys coming in with their t-shirts."
Straight away.
Like there was nowhere to run.
And then
he asked us to introduce ourselves. It's like, So,
but that's
No.
Marketing, it worked
on the spot. You know, I appreciate that. Mr. C and Jade. Yeah. So you know,
maybe hosting next year.
Who knows?
The next event.
Who knows?
The future.
So I would like to know, out of these three events that you've attended, were there any like interesting characters or people that you met that really like stick out in your mind and that you were like, I'll remember this person because, or this business because?
You're up.
I can't say what she said. Lady,
okay.
You know, because I bought
after
a candle.
Hours.
I bought.
Yes.
I bought a candle from a lady.
Waxy, Lane candles or something like that.
Yes. So that was on. When was that? Sunday.
That was Sunday. Yeah.
That was Sunday, and she has some unusual names for her scents.
Let's just say.
I think.
When you talk about the names,
well, the one I bought was the mildest name.
Mild.
You can't say.
Yeah, Nando's pepper mild.
I bought a candle, which was a sweet smelling candle.
Yeah,
that I've been burning.
Yeah.
I had to blow it out.
Because
I keep looking at the name of it.
Yeah.
The candle's name is Sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the mild
that's the
one.
Mildest, mild. The mildest.
Let's just put it this way.
The other one, she's got different names for different types of body part, women's private body parts.
Okay, we get that. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why I said,
there's different grades, little Jamaican slang.
Yeah, a few
type of names for this kind of thing. So there we go.
So we're just going to. We're not past 9 o'clock yet. So we were just.
First show.
It had me like.
First show. So let me.
Take
my time.
This is what happens after hours.
So it was. I think she stood out. She liked to repeat.
She wanted to repeat the time. When I was so say that again, I had to like check that she was saying it. I had to check that she was saying it properly.
We're looking at her like, sorry, but wait.
Okay.
I got. There's another person as well. So we met, where was this at? I suppose at the Carib Coat and Brunch. Mm-hmm. There's a lady who's talking from the mental health perspective about health.
Mm.
So she said she had a stroke and she talked about the way she was treated when she went to the hospital. Black woman went there. She was almost told to go home if it wasn't for the sake of a black nurse coming in and saying, let me check this. And then she got the CAT scan.
Mm.
Very kind of... powerful story, particularly on terms of like how to take care of yourself. She was talking about blood pressure and that was what ultimately caused the stroke. And then she talked about from a perspective of like what's the financial things you can put in place just in case you do get critically ill or die. Life insurance, so that was very powerful and kind of poignant. So it's kind of like, you know, let's take all the, you know, trivial side out of it. It's very serious because it happened to her and she was saying, you know, these things can happen, but you need to be prepared. So that really resonated with me. Yeah. And She's going to be coming on our show.
And hopefully people that are in the audience as well.
Yes.
It is something that make that you
I think so.
You know, we all kind of think that we're Peter Pan and going to live forever.
Yeah.
We can do this and we can do that.
Come on now.
I know.
This is what I'm saying. We're going home to a heated bed because my back hurts, but don't watch, don't watch that. Looking forward to it, you know. Looking forward to it.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Thank you guys so much. So, before we get into the music element, you told us about three amazing events. So, from both of you, just one kind of thing that you would say we can help support these CEOs, these founders, what can we do as a community to help these events continue?
The easiest blank, I don't know, non-radio response, because it's sort of a one-liner. Attend.
Yeah, simple.
It's just as simple as that. Be present, and you know, the mentality of I'll go to the next one. Sometimes the next one doesn't happen because they need the numbers for the one that they're doing to do the next one. So I think we need to step out of this. I'm that lack of energy.
Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, when you overthink it of, oh, I've got work the next day, and just go.
You just go.
You know, so I think it's a little bit that needs to be removed. That thought pattern needs to be removed because these things are reliant on numbers. So if we don't have the numbers, then we have no credentials to go and ask for bigger venues, and we can't build on it. So I think simple thing is attend and see what it is. You know, I'm not saying you have to attend every single one, but you know, the thought pattern of, oh, I'll support it next time is a problem, I think, in general.
And I think even if, like, sometimes you just can't go to these events.
Logistically, or whatever.
Do you know what? I've done this to people. I'll buy a ticket knowing I can't go, and but I'll give it to someone.
I like that. That's paying
really,
it forward.
Would really appreciate going. Or just share.
I was just about to say. Just tell people. Share the event. Those people are good at sharing an event, telling people there's something that you may like to do, you may like to support. Share it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever platform you are.
And 100%. Exactly. I mean, that's what our platform's for, in order to share the information. I think, just to follow on from AJ's point, what I take from it is that going to some of these events, I see it as actually living, because you know, might get stuck in the humdrum of monotony of work, but I actually enjoy going out with my brother, and we're like, oh, this event's cool. And it's like, oh, I can remember that, and I feel a bit relaxed when I go into work. So that's almost how I look at it. Like, you know, I could be like, oh, I don't want to go, I've got to go work next day. But sometimes
a lot of times it's an eye opener, because when you go, like, if you're a DJ and you go to a club, you see one side of it. You don't queue. You go in and you do your thing, and then you're gone. You go in as a person that's got people queuing for, you have a different it's a different perspective. So you can go to the same place and get a different vibe. You get a different vibe by going with someone. You can get a different vibe by going by yourself. You get a different vibe because it's a different time. So I think, you know, again, the living it, like, and you know, staying away from complaining that there's not things that are happening for us, but you're not supporting the things that you're saying that you want to see.
This is it. There absolutely. You go. Absolutely.
Great. And now let's get into the music. Mm-hmm. So we asked you guys what song best describes your month of events and hot footing.
Yes.
So we want to know what it is. Tell us a bit about it and why you chose it.
Okay, so the tune, shall I say what it is? So the tune is called, Feel the Love.
The Love.
Feel the Love, yeah. And the reason why it's called, why we've picked Feel the Love is because we felt the love when we went out.
Yeah, definitely.
That
means
we got a squeeze from people that we didn't know.
And we're grateful.
We're grateful for that.
Yeah.
You
got a squeeze.
Yeah. A hug.
Wait, okay.
A hug.
Yeah. Let's not talk about hugs. Yeah, but it was a little bit.
But actually, you know, you know, you go in a place with energy.
Yes.
And
the right energy.
Yeah. You know, the energy's nice. It's a love feeling. Everybody's. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, being around people that you care about, but you've just met them.
Yeah. And you want them to do well.
Well.
So we felt like it was reciprocal.
Yeah.
We give love to get.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're playing
Yeah. Right.
Bit of a tune.
Yes. I like that. Did you feel the love?
I did feel the love. I understood the love. And yeah, nice track. Guys, we just want to say thank you, because when you come in the studio, time just
flies.
Well. Yeah, no,
it just
here.
Goes well quick, innit?
When you're having
so
fun.
We just want to say thank you, people, family, our dears. I won't give your government names and
thank
all that
you.
Jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's been a pleasure to have you in the studio this month.
Appreciate the
it's
time.
Been an honour.
Can't wait till next month.
Next
all right, yes, looking
hours.
Forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah,
right
I mean,
now.
There's a lot.
Don't.
Yeah,
that.
No hair. Yeah.
Before we go, please let everyone know where they can find you if they want you to host their event. All that jazz, because we're all about supporting our brothers. So let's go.
Okay, so you can find us on, I like to say the website, people with their social media. So www.aceofjacks.com is our main website, but you can find us on Instagram at Ace of Jacks, on Twitter on Ace of Jacks, and yeah, we're available for any kind of event, some events, but yeah. But all the information is available on our website. If you want to, the best source of what we do is on there.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much again.
No
and
problem.
We will see you next month.
Yes,
absolutely. See you soon.
All
see
right
you
then.
Soon.
Love
right.
The Business Mix Show. As we proceed.
Big blunts of grass made back on the dash. 40 karat gold Cartier on the class. New coats for shooters, tinted the Land Cruisers. My maneuvers sparking these little rumors. Duffel bag, the Rugers still the smoothest. I roughing up all the jewelers. Danny Glover up the. She's undercover. Propositions and proposals. Bring them on the double. Raisin, the K's in, the day's in. Jalen, that brain is amazing. Top tier, egotistical and he arrogant. Skyscraper, kilo up in the cabinet. For bad lines, the fourth time. So rock, white, blue dot, you should call mine. East Coast fat boy, he be so raggedocious. Air Forces, mansions in them on the ocean. Benefits, feed my. I'm talking fishing grits, immigrants came a long way up out the tenements. Gunshots, hereditary, get your daddy buried. Wait for March, got out of prison February. Cold game, menage trois in my gold chain. Bad boy, Bugatti's in all four lanes. The strip flip on a split flip. Walk double M, cruise ship with a dick.
B.I.G. motherfucker. I tell him watch close, jot notes. If you use my approach, you can dock both. Yeah, you can get exposed to all that. Girl, you know I'm hard to get a hold of contact. Probably overseas with business owners and all that. Flights to Minnesota with dinner over a contract. See, lame, going through lame. How you flexing when your crew ain't? Nigga, you ain't.
shit. Probably trick on something you ain't hit. Tried to do me, but the shoe ain't fit. And your juice ain't lit. So tell them that I said break bread off. You know, spray let off. Take heads off. Break law, pay fez off. You ain't never me, Poppy got the king sped off. But your fake set off. I keep niggas on rooftops to watch you. I move by smooth, even keep the new spots supplied. I slide through back of the Maybach. Badu, something 5'2 with a fly dude. How you? I don't know you yet, but I'm trying to. I leave your mind blue. If you don't mind trying to climb through.
Let's go.
New portals of time. Yeah, I think it's time to. Never slip up. One of the homies get picked up. Sell all the whips and switch the cribs up. Get my d***s up by mermaids. Black shades, mermaids. The whole last winter I went through a fur phase.